It's time for Sports Time on Sports 56 and 98.5 FM. The first hour of Sports Time is brought to you by Lexus of Memphis. Here are your hosts, Brett Stats Norsworthy and Bryant Dacus.
Welcome into Sports Time. Bryant and Brett with you. Landon Schmidt producing. We're with you for the next 3 hours and plenty to discuss as we get you to the weekend. Masters round two underway. A lot of interesting things going on out there. We'll talk a lot about what's going on down at Augusta National throughout today's show. We'll also talk some wagering as it will be a busy weekend in the sports world with all the baseball action, basketball action, Masters action that we have going. So we'll talk a lot of hoops, a lot of golf, some football, some baseball, a little bit of everything, even a little track and field. So stay tuned for that, which will be a lot of fun. So a lot to get into, but Brett, how are you this afternoon?
I'm doing well. Some track and field with the 2028 Los Angeles Olympics rapidly approaching.
Yeah, it's going to be here before we know it, which is fun. You know, we always kind of that slow buildup that starts to kind of get even more and more bigger and louder until we ultimately get there in 2028. So, and obviously here in the United States, will be a lot of fun.
I wonder how they're going to do the Olympic flame. I know for Atlanta, it was great how in some Winter Olympic sites as well, even since Atlanta, it was great how they crisscrossed the country. And I'm trying to think. It got close to us. We got real close to us for Atlanta. And where did they start? But I wonder how they would start that and what route they would take. And every place gets excited for it, and we will. So we will have that. Masters Friday, and it feels a lot like it did a year ago on a Masters Friday, doesn't it?
Yeah, no.
With Rory in contention, and there's a big difference.
Okay.
He got his champ. He got his title last year. He got his green jacket. He got it. He got that extreme albatross off his back. He was heavy laden. There's just no doubt about it. Well, here's something that's very different than from a year ago. This time last year, we didn't know he was going to stiff Memphis.
Mm-hmm.
We know now that he did.
Mm-hmm.
You have to assume he will again, wouldn't you?
Yeah, man. I guess everything I know, I would have to assume that. Yeah.
I mean, what's changed? He's going to be in the Tour Championship in 2 weeks after Memphis.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to take a flyer and guess it's going to be at minimum warm, if not hot. And he does not want to sweat.
Mm-hmm.
None of them do. Unbelievable. The ultimate outdoor sport, and they do not want to play in anything over 82 degrees. They just don't. They don't like going to Atlanta to the Tour Championship 2 weeks after Memphis. And a week after Memphis this year, it's going to be in St. Louis at Bellerive. It could be a repeat of Memphis and humidity at Bellerive and then down to Atlanta to East Lake. So what I would like to hear from people at the Sissy's Law Cabin text line, I really would, 901-360-8255. Never mind who you were for last year, because most of the golf world was pulling for Rory to do what he did. But now, knowing what you know, and with all this angst out there, with all this vitriol, with everybody so hot and bothered over LeBron's comments, what's the difference to what LeBron is saying, words, versus actions from Rory McIlroy? How do you feel about him? Are you pulling for him?
Yeah, it's a good question. I would love to hear what people think, and obviously a good start from today. He's alone at the top through seven, and you know, we'll see if he can keep this up and stay in the lead going into the weekend, because there was a lot of questions about, you know, how he would look after winning that Masters last year. But so far, it's been really, really strong for him. Had that bogey on five after three straight birdies to kind of start the day. So we'll see what he can do the rest of the way today.
And last year on Sunday, it was him versus Bryson DeChambeau in a Ryder Cup year, but everybody was for Rory. That was the overwhelming sentiment. Okay, fine. And then he doesn't come to Memphis, and then he's public enemy number one at the Ryder Cup, as we always make the opposing team, and they do it as well, into boogeymen. But we know that he stiffed us last year. Not only did he stiff us last year, he stiffed Memphis last year in the year of the passing of Mr. Fred Smith, who with his company and his stockholders, they've put more money into pockets and bank accounts of golfers than any other entity ever known to American sport. And also the St. Jude aspect of it. Mm-hmm. What if Rory, coming off that thrilling Masters win that everybody was just boo-hooing and crying and so happy for him on Sunday, except for me, I was for Bryson. I'm always for the United States before the foreign player. We'll be on Sunday afternoon this year, regardless of who it is. But everybody pulling for him, but he comes into Memphis on that high with that popularity in that green jacket, never mind what he could have done with sponsors and friends around town and an appearance or two at St. Jude Children's Research Hospital, but just with ticket sales. I would say per day, I'm going to go low side. He would have at least sold 1,000 more a day. Is that fair, Bryant?
Do you really think so? I mean, I don't know. I'm genuinely asking. I really don't know.
Give me a number you think it might be, or
I just
is it too hard to ascertain?
I think it's speculate? Hard, and I'm would not be the I'd probably be the last person to ask that and make a guess.
All right, let's say 200.
Okay, sure.
Let's say 200 tickets a day.
Yeah, I think.
At $100 each for 4 days, and that's money right into St. Jude coffers.
Yeah, it is.
I don't know how anybody can be pulling for him this weekend, but I want to hear from people who you're pulling for, and do you have the contempt for Rory McIlroy that's been so boastfully exhibited by everybody about LeBron James with words, with words. Rory had actions. We'll have another action this August. And then if he does show this August, and I know I already know the resistance to this. Oh, no, don't do that because he might not come back next year. Don't ask that. We've had players of that prominence that have come through and not been told. No, nobody's told me, but you know, don't go in on that guy. Don't ask, you know, well, for like Phil with some of the questions around Phil off the course, you know, it was kind of understood. He's been great for the tournament. You know, just, you know, leave it alone. If Rory's here this year, doesn't the first question have to be to him, why this year and not last year? And last year, in any visible way, did you alert, send regrets that you weren't coming to anybody in the Smith family or FedEx? And do you regret not coming last year in the year that we could have celebrated your Masters win with you?
Yeah, no, I think it's a very fair question. And you know, if he is here this season, and I hope that, you know, something along those lines does get asked, and at least we can kind of get some information on you know, why not then but now. But like you said, you know, I think everything would indicate, you know, if he didn't come last year, you know, it's probably very up in the air on if he's coming this year.
4 months from today is the Monday of FedEx St. Jude Championship Week, 69th time the PGA Tour through Memphis. 4 months from today, Monday, August 10th, we won't be at the show out there that day, but we'll be out there earlier in the day for stuff and seeing what's going on. There will be media availabilities that day, and I don't know if his would be on Monday. That's probably more of a Wednesday thing if he did show, but you know, it will get here. And again, I'm going to take a wild flyer that it'll be hot.
Yeah, I would say so. I think that's the safest bet.
If it's not, we got a heck of a story.
Well, that's true.
If it's 78 and kind of cool, we got a heck of a story.
Yeah, I think the safest bet on anything you can make about anything happening in August is that probably be hot
bet
at the
hot.
Golf tournament. It'll probably be some heat at the golf tournament. So, yeah, we'll see. That will definitely be a story. And obviously, if he wins back-to-back Masters, that will be a massive story in and of itself. But then it will become, will he come to Memphis this year? And like you said, I think would be still very up in the air no matter what happens over these next couple of days. But it has been a lot of fun out at the Masters round two. Of course, a little more, you know, a little easier for these guys. I think, you know, seeing it yesterday helped a lot of these guys kind of go out and attack it today. But you're seeing some good, you're seeing some bad still from guys, even some of the top guys, you're seeing mistakes out there. The course is certainly tougher than a lot of people thought it would be, but I think guys are able to approach it differently today.
And it had to get dialed back a little bit because it had people outraged. Rob McIntyre, the most outraged. He only did what we all feel a lot of times, but it really wasn't the course's fault, Robert. It's not. I know we want to blame everything, the wind, the sun, the sprinklers, everything else, but that's not it. And he showed it on 15. 15 was close to out of hand yesterday. It was close to Augusta National, kind of going full Shinnecock Olympic U.S. Open out of whack.
Yeah, no, it was, and it was getting everybody, and you mentioned
that's
Robert
the key
McIntyre.
Word. It got everybody.
Yeah, it did. It did.
Everybody teed off from the same spot, and the pin didn't change for anybody, did it?
Mm-mm, no, and so it was a bear for seemingly everybody yesterday, and so a little better today. You mentioned Robert McIntyre giving the bird on 15. He had a better day today, but will still miss the cut. That we'll see, somewhere probably around four over in that range somewhere. But yeah, Robert McIntyre, certainly that was interesting.
I know the feeling, Bobby.
Oh, man. And
I know the feeling.
He certainly doesn't hide any of his feelings. I like Bob McIntyre a lot. He is
I missed the show. Did you see the bird live?
I didn't see it live, no.
I did not. But I did see it might have been even on 14 right before it, the hole before it. That makes sense, 14, 15, that, the follow through and the errant shot, and then he takes another full swing at, just at sod, and a big old chunk of sod popped up. They don't like that any more than the other display.
Yeah, that happened. He slammed his club twice yesterday outside of the bird. I think one might have been, like you said, before that 15. I know the second one was on 17.
That might have been the one.
It happened before the birdie. Hole it was. And so you're probably
so he had the trifecta.
Yeah, no, he was not happy yesterday at all. And obviously, I mean, you look at what he did yesterday. It was it was not good. And so I understand the frustrations from him. But he was a little better today. But he will not make the cut. But up at the top, we mentioned it. Rory McIlroy 7 under. A couple guys at 5 under. Justin Rose, who had a really nice day today. He is at 5 under. Patrick Reed, he is at 5 under. He is through 10 holes, so he still has some golf left to play. A lot of other really, really nice golfers up there, but Scottie Scheffler, not a great day for him. 2 over for the day. He is even par through 2 rounds, and we'll see what he can do going into the weekend, but certainly not where he wants to be, especially, like we said, a lot of golfers able to go out there and play better today than they did yesterday, and kind of vice versa for Scotty. He kind of struggled out there today.
Yeah, the cut line right now is plus four or better, you're in. Plus five or not, you're out. That's 56 golfers at plus four or better. I think by the end of the day, the fives will make it. Right now there are three people at plus five that have completed rounds. Danny Willett, champion. Harry Hall, whose caddy is Henry Diana, a real big fan of Memphis. J.J. Spahn, last year's U.S. Open winner, and Bubba Watson, two-time winner at Augusta National. They're at five. Bubba Watson's still on the golf course. I think they'll get folded in, but we shall see. We know a lot won't, including Zach Johnson. The sixes have no chance. You can start heading to Hilton Head. That includes Zach Johnson, 2007 winner, and Robert McIntyre. We talked about Jose Maria Olazabal, Fred Couples, Vijay Singh. They both won it. Mike Weir, he's won it. He won't be around for the weekend. And all the way down at 91st, 82-80, Davis Riley.
Wow. Well, it's not everybody's weekend,
No.
But that's almost hard to do if you're trying to do that if you're a professional golfer. So
yeah,
looking at that, that is rough stuff. You mentioned Harry Hall in there. He is kind of in that mix of might make it, might not make it
with the Payne Stewart chapeau.
He sure does, and it looks good on him. He has had a weird 2 days. Yesterday, not great, only one birdie, but today he gets out there rough on the front nine, gets out there for the second nine, four straight birdies, but then ends it with back-to-back bogeys.
Yeah, that he's kind of a EKG wild ride.
He is. He definitely is. And you saw it today and yesterday. So it's been a lot of fun out at the Masters. We will talk a ton of Masters over these next 3 hours. But let me set up today's show before we get to top and not top story of the day. At 3:30, Alan Bell from Driving the Line. He'll join us to talk some wagering. We'll get to a lot with Alan Bell, a lot of baseball, both Major League Baseball and some college baseball. We'll also get to some basketball, get his thoughts on how the college basketball season wrapped up last week. Maybe even a little Masters talk with Alan Bell. 3:45, we'll give you a Masters update. At that time, we'll have a little bit of a better idea of where things stand. Won't be completely sure about that cut line at that point, but we'll have a better idea on where everybody is. 4:00, Bruce Marshall from the Gold Sheet. He'll join us, talk a lot more wagering with him, kind of similar with Alan. We'll talk basketball. We'll talk some baseball. We'll get his thoughts on the college basketball national championship, maybe even some Masters with him. 4:30, Eddie Murphy. He is going to join us. You know him from the Ed Murphy Classic. We'll talk a little bit about that with it coming up in July, but also an event tomorrow, a track and field event that he is a part of tomorrow at Houston High School. So we'll talk a lot about that. And who will be in attendance? Big name, U.S. Olympian Ryan Crouser will be in attendance. If you are not familiar with him, 3 gold medals in the last 3 Olympic Games. So big-time name going to be at Houston High School tomorrow. So Eddie Murphy will join us. We'll talk a lot about that event, what he's doing. And I don't remember if it was last year or the year before they started, but really cool event that he does, obviously, with the Ed Murphy Classic.
Eddie's one of the great people around town, too.
But the pole vaulting on Beale Street, which is just insane.
Oh, it's back.
And yes, it is going to be back this year. And so I am excited to ask him at what point did you kind of think, pole vaulting, right here. This would be great. So a really cool scene. I know.
And Eddie was at Augusta yesterday, so we'll get a little conversation and update from him. And his sister is going to be on campus at Knoxville tomorrow to award the Ed Murphy award to one of the track and field athletes at UT.
All right, so very busy time for Eddie Murphy.
I'll be shocked if we don't get a UT football mention.
I'm sure we will. That's fine. We're the football season. It's slowly coming around the corner. Brett, as you talk about the 2028 Olympics getting here soon. Certainly football season, so we'll definitely have to get some football talk in there. We'll do all that at 4:30. Will be a lot of fun. 4:45, we'll get the big number of the day. 5:00, Dan Reardon from KMOX. He is the golf reporter, a renowned golf reporter over at KMOX in St. Louis. He's at the Masters. We'll talk with him at 5:00. We'll have a much better idea of what the weekend looks like for the next 2 days, and we'll get his thoughts on everything that's happened, his predictions for the rest of the weekend. We'll get into all of that Masters-wise with Dan Reardon. 5:30, we'll talk about what's trending, and at 5:45, we'll wrap up today's show, like we always do, with Moe's Crunch Time. Let me remind you, we're in our Family Leisure Studios, where family and fun come together. The Floor Model Spa Sale, it's going on right now at Family Leisure. It's time to make room. Deep discounts on over 100 display models and in-stock hot tubs, swim spas, and cold plunges. Have you been dreaming about a new spa? Well, now is the time to buy. Spas as low as $99 a month with over $1,000 in free upgrades with every spa purchased. $8,000 spas, only $159 a month with free LED lights and a waterfall available on most models. So head out there to Family Leisure, 2120 Witten Road, just north of I-40.
He's Brian, I'm Brett. Our producer is Landon Schmidt. We're Sports Time, and we're taking you into the weekend live and local all the way to 6 o'clock. And we want you to join us at 901-360-8255. That's it. Hit us up at the Sissy's Log Cabin talk and text line. All our guests will join us on the Sissy's Log Cabin guest line at 901-360-8255. Tell me where you stand on Rory. You pulling for him this weekend or not after him stiffing Memphis last August? I'd love to hear from you. We're always live. We're always local, and we're always in our Family Leisure Studios. And this hour always brought to you by Lexus of Memphis at 2600 Ridgeway and online at lexusofmemphis.com.
Great offers on all 2026 models and always special leasing options. Drive in luxury and confidence knowing that every new Lexus comes with complimentary first and second maintenance services. You can call them at 901-334-9673, but they want you to stop by the only Lexus dealership in town at 2600 Ridgeway, and that's where you can put yourself in the driver's seat of the all-new 2026 LS500, and you'll be looking, you'll be driving in style. When you purchase a Lexus, you get top-of-the-line engineering and design, and that makes for the safe, luxury driving experience. Online at LexusOfMemphis.com. Experience amazing. Experience amazing at Lexus of Memphis.
Top story of the day.
Well, my top story of the day, it is day two at the Masters, and it has been a lot of fun. Both these first 2 days have been really entertaining to watch, and it really, and you look at the leaderboard right now, and it's still a ton of big-time names up there, and it really feels like, especially when you look at that top three, top four, those experienced guys that have played a lot of rounds at the Masters, have had success at the Masters. They're the ones that are shining through these first 2 days. And you look at some of the younger guys, some of the guys that don't have as many rounds at the Masters, maybe struggling. It feels like after the conditions and the course yesterday that a lot of guys have been able to go back and look at things and adjust things heading into day two, where we have seen very similar conditions out there on the course. I'll be curious to see what it looks like over the next 2 days if they get out there and try to do anything with the course, especially with those greens, with no rain in the forecast throughout the weekend. But right now, Rory McIlroy, he is in the lead, and currently a two-shot lead over Justin Rose and Patrick Reed, who are both at 5-under. At 4-under, a whole group of guys, a handful of them, who are still out there on the course, including Jason Day, who was right there in that 5-under grouping, but just dropped a shot on, 11. Yeah, 11, a bogey for Jason Day. We talked about Scottie Scheffler, who will enter the weekend at even after a two-over day in round two. We'll see what he can do into the weekend. It always feels like even no matter how far back he is, you always kind of look over your shoulder to see where Scottie is. But it is the defending champion on top, and we'll see if he can make it back-to-back.
My top story, approaching the 36-hole cut. And for all the talk about Bryson DeChambeau saying that Augusta National was really a par 68 and that these players and this equipment make this course and many others obsolete. They just can't take it anymore. Slow way down. They can still make it a test, and they could have made it a test without all the added length. It would have been harder. The length was the kind of the simple thing to do, the tiger proofing that I wasn't that wild about. But they did it, and regardless of all that, regardless if it plays at 6,600 yards or 96,000 yards, you know who's going to win on Sunday night?
Who's that?
Low Man.
That's right.
Low Man.
Yep.
They're all playing the same course.
That's right. Name of the game is go as low as you can go.
Not top story of the day.
Well, my not top story of the day is the NBA, and more importantly, the Memphis Grizzlies in action tonight in a who's who affair against the Utah Jazz, but not a who's who of the best of the best. Who are these guys out
it's
here?
It's really a who's he.
I mean, that's exactly right. Not many people going for either team. A lot out tonight on both sides, as both these teams are looking to improve in the tank category. Utah feels like they have mastered the tank off this year. They've lost 10 in a row, looking to make it 11 tonight. Grizzlies not that far behind in terms of the amount of games they've been losing and stacking up those losses. But the season will come to an end on Sunday when every team goes to wrap up the regular season. For some of them, they'll go on to the playoffs with the play-ins getting started next week. For that other batch of teams, they'll start looking to that draft lottery and see what they can do, what kind of spot they're in for that NBA draft. And for Grizzly fans, I think a lot of people have already started looking towards the mock drafts and the draft lottery. But on Sunday, it will officially be the offseason for the Memphis Grizzlies.
Bryant, no matter how much confusion and argument and discussion over streaming and the cost of TV and where to find it, it can get complicated. We live in the best TV sports era ever. Yeah. That drone shot just now of Rory teeing off of 10 from kind of behind him, where you also could see the full right to left downhill kind of
the panoramic view of 10. We don't ever get that.
As good as it gets.
15 and 10 and 20 years ago and 40 years ago. Is the technology so good? My not top story. After 56 wins to end the 2022 season, dreams of late May and even June basketball danced through all our heads. Then 51 wins. Then everything with Ja. Then 27 wins. Then last year with 48 wins. And what did that get the winningest coach all time in Memphis Grizzlies history? Got him fired. Thankfully, this season ends on Sunday, and it should be wholesale, wholesale. Everybody, every fingerprint on the basketball side, full cleaning out. I called for it last year. I was right last year, and I'm right now. Everybody that's had anything to do with this absolute catastrophe, they've got to go.
Yep.
We'll see if it happens.
Yeah, we'll see if it happens. I'm not going to hold my my breath on it, but it is going to be the full rebuild, and you're putting a lot of faith into a group of guys for what will be a massive rebuild for this organization. But that'll do it for top and not top story of the day. Let's get to our first break, and when we return, talking some wagering, Alan Bell from Driving the Line. He joins us next.
Add a little fun to your lunch break. Join Johnny Radio for Sports 56 Happy Hour from 11 to 1 every weekday on Sports 56 and 98.5 FM.
Now back to Sports Time on Sports 56 and 98.5 FM. This hour is brought to you by Lexus of Memphis. Here are your hosts, Brett Stats-Norsworthy and Bryant Dacus.
Welcome back into Sports Time. Brighton Brett with you, and we've got to talk some wagering. And joining us, like he does at this time every Friday afternoon, Alan Bell from Driving the Line. He joins us now. Alan, thanks so much for joining us. Plenty to get to, a lot of picks to discuss, but let's go back earlier this week to the college basketball national championship. Michigan, they win it all over UConn. Those two teams with impressive wins in the Final Four. What did you make of that Michigan team and their win in the national championship game?
Yeah, first off, appreciate you guys having me back. Yeah, I mean, look, it wasn't the most beautiful basketball game that we had ever seen. However, got the job done for Michigan, put a cap on a great season. UConn played their hearts out, man. They gave it all they had, but that Michigan team was just too good. Even on a bad night, shooting, they handled their business. So congrats to the Michigan Wolverines, man. They earned that national championship.
They did. Alan, the proverbial, if we played the whole tournament over again, I think we get the same champion if we played it over and over and over again, don't we?
Yeah, I think so, too. I mean, that Michigan team, I mean, we talked about all the records that they had set, 100 points, the most we'd seen. In games this season, they started off just blowing people out, and they didn't stop, man. This team is just so good. Yeah, I agree with you. They earned it for sure. And if we read it back, yeah, they'd probably do it again. Yep.
And they played the championship game without a healthy Lindenborg, and they didn't play very well. Now, some of that, a lot of that had to do with UConn. I think UConn played them about as hard as anybody in the tournament would have. Well, we know Arizona couldn't, and past that, I don't think many other teams would have put up much of a game against them.
Yeah, this UConn team, look, man, like, what do we do with Danny Hurley, right? Like, how good of a coach all time is this guy? I mean, he's made national championships, won two of them, obviously. I mean, he's putting his name up there with so many coaches there of what he's accomplishing already. I agree.
Here's my answer, and it might speak to me, and if it does, that's fine. I think more of him now as the national runner-up than I did after the back-to-backs.
I'm telling you. I mean, it's so hard, like, to win one and then just to get back for another one. That's difficult to do. To win two and then get back again and then almost do it against a team that we all knew was better than them, right? The fact that they made it.
And you're getting everybody's best shot.
Agreed. 100%, man. I'm with you. What he's done already at UConn is tremendous.
Yeah, no, it's been very, very impressive. Well, since we're talking basketball over in the NBA, only two more days in the regular season with games tonight, no games tomorrow, and then everybody going again on Sunday. How are you approaching these last 2 days of the NBA? Because, you know, we've seen a lot of teams are tanking. There are teams that already know where they're at in terms of conference standings, kind of playing out the string of the season. How are you approaching these last 2 days?
Yeah, well, I'm approaching it by betting college baseball the next 2 days. Yeah, no,
smart.
Staying away from the NBA, just to the end of the regular season, like you said, man, just give it a couple days. Because I mean, we saw tanking all throughout the season, betting the NBA. It was, I mean, all over the place this year. But the playoffs are going to be set. Like, once we get down to, like, the final four teams in the West and the East, oh, it's going to be great. But we're going to have to do some work to get there because there's going to be some blowouts around on the playoffs, too.
Yeah, there absolutely will be. Who do you like? I kind of outside of the Oklahoma City Thunder. Who do you kind of like come playoff time?
Man, so all right. So you ask a good question, right? Like, what do we do with the Spurs? What do we do with the Nuggets? What do we do in the East with the Celtics? All right, these teams, man, they can play. But like you said, the Oklahoma City Thunder. It feels like they've almost been toying with everybody, like since the All-Star break, of saying, all right. Yeah, we'll be here. You just wait to the playoffs. You're going to get it. We're going to turn it on. And I'm very afraid that they're going to do that against everybody. But, yeah, man, looking at the Spurs, looking at the Nuggets, see what they can do. See if they can stop it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and you just mentioned those two teams, and they had a really fun game last weekend that the Nuggets won in overtime. So, yeah, those are two teams going to be a lot of fun to watch. Well, you mentioned college baseball. The college baseball season continues to roll right along. What do you like tonight? What are you looking at going into the weekend?
Yeah, man. So we've got a lot of fun series. First off, we've got Texas and Texas A&M. Mm. You remember 2 years ago, yeah, that A&M staff left, went to Texas. We had all kinds. The AD was hiding in a graveyard to meet him, right? I mean, it's old school classic.
They want to put him in a graveyard this weekend.
I'm telling you, I know. So I can't wait for that one. I look for Texas to get the job done. And then going to the state of Mississippi, we've got big games in both locations here, right? Ole Miss hosting LSU. It is going to be a really fun weekend. I like overs in that one. I think it's set at 9.5 for tonight. I think you're going to see the bats come alive. And Mississippi State hosting Tennessee down there at the Dude in Starkville. If Tennessee don't get those bats going, they're going to be in serious trouble because Mississippi State is no joke. It's a good baseball team, and they'll want to put it all over Tennessee. So we're going to find out. Man, we got some fun series this weekend.
This weekend in Starkville and in Oxford, total crowd. You're going to have about 13 or 14 times 3 in Starkville and about 11 or 12 times 3 in Oxford. So we're talking, you know, what, 90,000 people?
Yeah, it's amazing. And, you know, and I was saying it on our show earlier today. I was like, if
80,000?
80,000. It's crazy, right? Yeah, and I was like, if anyone wants to go to any fun baseball series, find your way to Oxford, Mississippi, or find your way to Starkville, Mississippi, because it's going to be awesome, both of those series, all weekend long. Yeah.
And in Tuscaloosa, you'll have Alabama against Arkansas, and they're really ready for that. And their ballpark is not as big as those in Oxford or in Starkville, but they're ready for that one with a good team. Alabama's never won a national championship, and they're going to have a big crowd this weekend.
Oh, big time, man. And you talk about Arkansas, that's a school that I know the pressure that team, Dave Van Horn, the fan base, I know everybody's feeling. Arkansas, I really like it, man. That's a good fan base. That's a good program. They're going to be looking to get the bats going. They're going to have to. Alabama looks to – they're just like their basketball team. They like to score runs. So Arkansas better be ready. But you know they're going to be pitching for this one. Big series. Arkansas needs it for sure.
Yeah, going to be a lot of fun this weekend around college baseball. Over on the pro side of things, Major League Baseball, one game in progress right now. Pirates on top of the Cubs, 2-0. But before we get to your thoughts on some of these games, the Seattle Mariners, a lot of people really, really high on them before the season. Now, very long season, still very early, but 4-9 to start the year. They've got a big rivalry series at home starting tonight against the Houston Astros. What are you seeing with this Mariners team? Pitching, you know, is usually always going to be there. It's just the bats have been ice cold to start the season.
Yeah, they have. I mean, guys like George Kirby, Brian Wu, keep going down the list. I mean, they have excellent pitching, but you're right. The bats just haven't been going. Now, it's not something new. We've seen this from the Pacific Northwest. Mm-hmm. We see it in college baseball, too. It takes a month to get going up there, but you can't do that in Major League Baseball. You have to stay you know, your head above water. So they got to get the bats going. They've got the lineup to do it. But, you know, that proverbial switch, they need to find it and they need to hit it because, buddy, these other teams are putting up runs on them quick. And it's hard to win games when you score two a game.
Yeah.
Back to the NBA next week. I know it's hard. We're still waiting for positioning. And it's the hardest for us to pick when we pick game by game. And it's usually where the separation counts at the end because, you know, we get into those series and, you know, everybody agrees the one over the eight and really all those preferred seeds. But next week, how much of a really wanting to advance component is it for some teams? Even in the play-in, they're not in the playoffs, but some of them are I think will be fine not winning.
Yeah, agreed. And that's what stinks, man. And that's what's tough as a bettor because you've never thought that, you know, playing into, hey, which team cares, which team doesn't. It's always, this team might care more, right? It might mean more to them. But the whole, I don't even know if they care. And we're talking about play-in games. That's what's crazy about it. And I don't know the answer. I mean, we all love basketball, but the NBA's got to get a hold on this because the tanking and all of that. You want to find a way to mess up your sport? Let that keep going. But the NBA's trying to figure it out. But, yeah, not a good look, man. That's why we got to have wait till we get to, like, those last four teams that were set and were good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I think, you know, once we get into these playoffs, I think you're going to see that shift, and it's going to be really, really fun basketball over these next 2 months throughout the playoffs. And, you know, who knows who's that team? What do you think of the Celtics? They've kind of been a team, got to give them a lot of credit for what they did before Jason Tatum, and now getting him back, I mean, they've got to be a real threat in the East and maybe a threat for the whole thing.
Yeah, big time, man. If you get Tatum healthy and he's good and we don't have any setbacks or any bad injuries like that, man, this team can play. They can, I know. And that's what makes it so much fun is that not only is it the Celtics, but they're really good, man. And they're starting to just really kind of gel. And they haven't had a lot of time to do it with Tatum coming back, you know, the last 3.5 weeks or so. But, yeah, looks like he's ready to go. Let's get it, man.
And Alan, you talk about the tanking and the perception of it. The players on the court, They have to care as much as those folks that are paying sitting in the stands. And I think that's been dubious or doubtful over the last month and a half, 2 months for a lot of tanking teams, including here.
Yeah, and that's the difficult part is that, you know, there's really no blueprint on how to fix that. You know what I mean? Because usually it means taking things away. And it's hard to do that when you don't have power, legal power to do so. That's an answer for people much more smarter than me, people with law degrees, but they better figure it out because, look, people are already saying, I'm not even tuning in to the playoffs. That's not good. You don't want that at all.
Yeah, and there's just very rarely been a collective bargaining agreement where more things get taken away.
Yeah, agreed. Yeah, it's one of those that, once you give it away, it ain't coming back, buddy. It's like Raquel's and Nostra. Yeah, they're not giving it back.
No. I mean, when the tree gets decorated, same decorations go back up next year.
That's right.
Yes, they do, my friend.
That's exactly right. I'm curious about a couple of Major League Baseball games tonight. I want to start with this Minnesota Twins team. Coming into the season, not a lot of high hopes for the Twins, but you look at what they just did in Detroit, a four-game sweep over the Tigers, now on the road against a Blue Jays team that's been a little up and down to start the year. They're pitching a rookie tonight, or at least a season debut. Oh, it's Patrick Corbin. So season debut for him, his first start. Twins are hot, plus money on the money line. Any thought on the Twins tonight?
I like it, man. And look, like you said, it's not like the Blue Jays lineup has been put the fear of God into hearts of anybody. The Twins hit the ball well. And that Tigers team, that's a good baseball team that they just swept. Yeah, absolutely. I mean, that's really been the story, man, is finding teams like on streak, good or bad. And the Twins are on a good streak right now. Padres on a good streak right now. Yankees not. Yeah. They got one hit yesterday. Yeah, looking to get that thing going. The Royals not hitting at all. But yeah, man, you brought up the Twins, man. They're feeling it right now. It's good to see. It's a good team.
And you're getting plus money with the Twins.
Yeah.
100%, man. Yeah, and when you can find it, hit on it. 100%, yeah.
Alan, you mentioned the Yankees and how they're kind of struggled yesterday in that 1-0 loss to the Athletics, who won that series at Yankee Stadium. The Athletics look up now. They have series wins over the Astros and the Yankees this past week.
Look at them, baby, doing it. You know, and doing it with like no bullpen either. They're just, it's crazy. Like a college team. It really is. They're a lot of fun. And yeah, you mentioned the Yankees, man. Like the last two games, they've just not hit at the plate. We're hitting that point where guys are a little tired. I mean, we've been playing game after game after game for like 2.5 weeks now. So we're starting to run to that. Pay attention to Sundays. Those are big rest days in Major League Baseball. Yeah, they're going to start coming to play now.
Yeah, no, I think you're absolutely right. Real quick before we let you go, anything else you like in Major League Baseball tonight?
Yeah, Rockies and the Padres over 8. So we got the over 8.5 last night on a grand slam in the bottom of the 12th.
Oh, man.
Hopefully, yeah,
oh,
it was crazy. I know.
That was Bogarts, wasn't it?
It was Xander Bogaerts. Yeah, it was 3-3 in the bottom of the 12th. We had over 8.5. He had a grand slam walk-off. Like,
good
my
Lord.
Goodness. Yeah, so hopefully we don't need that again tonight. But both of these teams are hitting well. You were talking about teams that people might not pay attention to. The Rockies are a fun team right now. They're hitting, too. So, yeah, I'm going to play the over 8 now. We'll get some runs there.
I know you don't have an actual ticket with everything on the phone or the computer, but that was one of those. You'd sleep with the ticket under your pillow, wouldn't you?
You really do. You really do. And then the next day, yeah, you're like, how do I frame this? I got to get this up on the wall. 100%. Yeah.
Screenshot it. Save the screenshot.
There you go.
Yeah. There we go. Hey, you just figured it out right there. Nice work. Yeah, that's how we do it. I like
do
it.
Something. Well, Alan, it's going to be a fun weekend. So much to watch with the basketball, the baseball, the Masters going on. So enjoy all of this action. Good luck, and we'll do it again next Friday.
Look forward to it, guys. Thank you so much for having me. Have a wonderful weekend.
Thanks, Alan.
Thank you, Alan
Bell joining us, always a blast to talk with him. Get some plays for him. And, man, I mean, whatever, this really is the weekend. Whatever you want to watch, you've got it. Big-time golf tournament at the Masters, the NBA action going on with basketball, Major League Baseball. You even got the football with the UFL going. Brett, have you gotten the UFL fever yet this season?
No, I haven't even. I mean, it's not even a mile rash yet.
Oh,
but,
man.
I might get there. I am pulling for A.J. McCarron.
Brett, well, that's
I'm pulling for Matt Corral. I'm pulling for Jordan Tiamu.
Well, there you go. I mean, look, I mean, you've almost got a whole roster full of guys that you're cheering for. More than a lot of people, I'm sure. The UFL announcing yesterday that they are going to expand. We're adding a team to Oklahoma City. How about that?
Why are you doing Oklahoma City like
that? It's a great question. Well, good luck to them, I guess.
Good luck. We wish them well.
We do wish them well. But we need to get to another break. When we return, we're going to talk some more Masters. We'll give you another Master update, talk about what some of the guys are doing out on the course today. We'll do that next on Sports Time.
You have opinions?
I think it's over.
Of course you do.
I don't think it's that simple.
Everyone does.
I got all the answers.
Hit us up on the Sissy's Log Cabin listener line at 360-8255. On Sports 56 and 98.5 FM, this hour is brought to you by Lexus of Memphis. Here are your hosts, Brett Stats Norsworthy and Bryant Dacus.
Welcome back into Sports Time. Bryant and Brett with you. We got to give you a Masters update as Rory McIlroy still in the lead, but T1 now as he is 6 under as he dropped a shot on 10, a bogey on 10. So now 6 under, he is tied at the top with Patrick Reed, who has had a nice day out on the course today. Both them at 6 under. Justin Rose, he is at 5 under. So, you know, some big names there right at the top, and we'll see who ultimately is, because I think a lot of people earlier thought, you know, Rory McIlroy will kind of make it easy and be the leader after 2 rounds, but now maybe not so fast, and we'll see who is leading it going into the weekend.
Pat Reed doesn't win any popularity contests, but he's got one Masters title, and going for another one, Rory McIlroy wins all the popularity contests. Justin Rose, Bryant, yesterday you nailed it, my friend. You nailed it.
Thank
he
you.
Is the new overwhelming sentimental choice. Mm-hmm. I think after that, distantly after that, because of the physical, mental, and emotional travails that he's been through, I think it's Gary Woodland.
I like that.
But it's Justin. You nailed it with Rose.
Thank you. Yeah, and he's had a really good day today, and you know, we'll see what he can do through the weekend. He's played some really nice golf as of late, and maybe this is the year that he can win it all. But it's not going to be easy.
After that, I don't know if we have the sentimental person. One may develop, and we hit a stretch in sports. Please don't get mad at me, Cub fans. I mean this complimentary. But some of the notable losers from sports, mm-hmm. they got one. Yep. The Saints got one. Mm-hmm. I mean, they used to have fans with bags over their heads at games. Mm-hmm. The Cubs in 2016, they got one. The Red Sox, maybe not the loser, but the tough luck runner up a lot of times, or, you know, snubbed at the end. You know, they got theirs and then kept getting them. Mm-hmm. So many teams that never did finally did.
That's a good point. You know, you're kind of seeing a lot of those teams that is just kind of those quote unquote historical
Cavaliers.
Bad. Yeah, I mean they're starting to kind of be able to get theirs over the last, you know, 10 or so years, and you know that definitely changes things, and it kind of makes it tough when you kind of don't have that, because the history is what really makes it that kind of puts you in that realm. Is, oh, it's been X amount of years and you haven't had the success. And so once you reset that clock, I mean, it's like, well, you just won it. You don't, you know, what do you need another one for?
And it's why at Stanley Cup playoff times, I'm really going to be for Buffalo with all that city has been through as loser town.
Yeah, it really has been. And so definitely for them to get into the playoffs, and, you know, we'll see what they can do in the Stanley Cup playoffs. But I hope a lot of people, because they would be a fun team that a lot of people could kind of get behind, rally behind, if that underdog to kind of go out there and win it all.
You know, we had a couple of hockey teams. You know, the Capitals got theirs. The Blues, they got theirs. You know, we're about out of who's next in a mentality, team sports wise, and maybe individually at Augusta National. Always fun to see somebody get their first. I don't know, even know how to correctly pronounce Christopher Raitan.
I think, Brett, I think you nailed it.
If he wins, fine.
Yeah, no, I think that would be awesome. I think that would be a fun story.
We'll learn how to pronounce his name.
We will, and I'm sure we'll probably learn, you know, by tomorrow with him being up there how to pronounce his name. But he went four straight birdies on the back nine, 12, 13, 14, 15, par on 16. We'll see how he can wrap up the round with two holes left to play. But it's been a really nice day for him.
Brian, I have absolutely fallen in love with Hao Tung Lee.
Oh, yeah, he's awesome. I love him.
And darn, his English is better than mine.
he has certainly put in the work for it. He's another guy.
I don't think I could pick up his language
as quickly as he picked up ours. I don't think so. But a really nice day for him, especially on that back nine. No bogeys and four straight birdies from 13 to 16. And some of those shots he was hitting on that back nine, just
fierce.
Really impressive stuff.
Don't wake him up.
No.
How long? You're at Augusta National.
Yes.
You're not supposed to even be trying, man.
Let him do what he's doing, because he is on a tear. He's at 4 under, T6.
The international flavor will be my big number of the day.
Okay. Interesting.
Stay tuned.
All right. International all over the place. And we'll see what kind of big
I loved it when Hideki Matsuyama won.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. No, he definitely was a fun winner. And, yeah, I mean, there's a lot of international names up there towards the top of the leaderboard right
Let's
now.
Let's look at our leaderboard sitting on top. Brian Dacus with Ludwig Oberg.
How about that? Wow.
Even par T21.
Well, it's still, wow.
On top.
How about that?
Lennon, it sounds like Bryant wants a 36-hole cut banner.
No. I think
he does.
I just didn't.
Just wanted the acclaim?
Well, Brett, I'll be honest. Today, I watched a good amount this morning. I was keeping up with it. I then had to go get a haircut in the middle of the afternoon, which I usually don't do. Usually, I get my haircut in the morning. It threw me out of whack. And so I'm now back locked in on what's going on right now, but I kind of missed like a good 2.5-3 hours of action today. So
you
want to
hear my out of whack today?
What's that?
Okay, so I slept late, 7:20 this morning.
Okay.
Got up, just milled about, just sailing along.
Yeah.
Till about 9 o'clock, I thought it was Sunday.
Oh, wow. Wow. Well, I'm glad you figured it out, or me and Landon would be on our own today.
I mean, what in the world has happened to you?
So what finally made it click that it was Friday?
I don't know what really clicked in.
I've been there. I have. I've certainly.
It took
been
me a
there.
While to send you the rundown, didn't it?
It did. But no, I've been there, and it happens. But
I'm sailing along, thinking it's Sunday.
Well, so now you're trying to catch up with what everything that's happened this
morning.
That's
what
great.
Will 10 years do to me? Well, I lost out at the mall.
Well, let's not worry about that right now. Let's just worry about today's Friday, and we're gonna get through 2 more hours.
Let's
worry about 2 more hours instead of 10 more years. But we need to wrap up this first hour and get to a break when we return. return, we're talking some more wagering. Bruce Marshall from the Gold Sheet, he joins us next.